This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is charging that India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its crackdown in its sector of defeated Kashmir. Khan was speaking to a national television audience for Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations. A week ago, New Delhi abruptly dissolved the semi-autonomous constitutional status for the Indian administrative section of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region. The Indian move was tied to the deployment of tens of thousands of additional troops, a communications blackout, and the house arrest of hundreds of Kashmiri political leaders. Police in Hong Kong have resorted to tear gas once again in the face of fresh pro-democracy protests in the city. But the Chinese territory's airport is back in operation after a judge granted an interim order to limit demonstrations that crippled one of the world's busiest air travel hubs. The shutdowns had sparked clashes between protesters and riot police, while causing severe passenger anger and anxiety. The newest wrinkle in all this, possibly threatening satellite images. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The images collected by Maxar's Worldview are thought to be of around 500 armored personnel carriers and other vehicles belonging to the Chinese paramilitary People's Armed Police. They are parked in a sports complex in the city of Shenzhen in what some have interpreted as a threat from Beijing to use increased force against pro-democracy protesters across the border in Hong Kong. Chinese state media have said only that the exercises had been planned beforehand and were not directly related to the unrest in Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian government forces claim they captured five villages in the country's northwest early today, putting them closer to the major rebel-controlled town of Khan Shaykhun, the scene of a deadly 2017 chemical weapons attack that forced thousands of people to flee their homes. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. An economic alarm bell is warning the United States